Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the CoinMux got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. China's music legend Zhou Chao to auction his song for NFT. Brushing off Shiba Inu may have just cost Robinhood millions in crypto revenue. Russia's crypto ban will ease risks but limit tech diffusion, Fitch. Ethereum's adoption continues to tick, addressing holding 1 to 10 ETH cross the 1 million mark. So let's start with a refresh read. Firstly, Zhou Chao has revealed that he has several NFT collaborations. Chao's entry will create a celebrity effect that will attract the globe around. The auction will take place under the banner of JBL. Let's have a look at what they're up to. Zhou Chao, one of the legendary musical artists in China, announced that he would auction one of his classic songs. Chinese music legend Zhou Chao made this announcement through his Instagram handle. In the post, he disclosed that he would be auctioning his classic demo under the name NFT. The auction will take place under the name of banner JBL. Apart from this, Chao also revealed that he has several NFT collaborations. Moreover, according to reports, the Chinese government will even support the development of NFT. The singer also added that he is working on several other NFT projects, including the new music album named the fashion brand Chao Fantasy. The Fanta Bear NFT collections have 10,000 in number themed NFTs launched by this industry as a whole. An insider added to this, saying to Global Times that this year the NFT market will shift to the consumer level rather than being a niche market for the cryptocurrency world. Anyways, jumping to our next segment, in Q4 of 2021, Robinhood reported a loss on its crypto revenue, worsening losses from more than previous quarter. The trading business generated $48 million in crypto income in Q4 2021, a 6% decrease from the previous quarter and a step up from the predicted revenue of $55 million in the prior period. Let's have a look at what might be the reasons. As Wall Street investors digested the shock of lower than expected results, Robinhood shares plummeted around 14% in response to the revelation. Despite the fact that the company is still up 300% since 2020, its refusal to add new cryptocurrencies looks to be one of its worst blunders yet. The massive gains achieved from the meme coins boom will undoubtedly be remembered for 2021. In 2021, coins like Shiba Inu, Dogecoin and Floki Inu, among others, generated well over 10x returns, piqued the curiosity of the firm's users who desired a piece of the action. They asked the company to sell a variety of meme coins, one of which was Shiba Inu. Commenting on the revenue drop, Julie Cheriel, an analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, said, "The crypto numbers look a little bit light compared to last quarter, so huge growth year over year, but down from last quarter, perhaps because they don't have Shiba Inu. That's one coin that they're missing, everyone's waiting for. But the key part to that now is what happens in the first quarter, and we know it's looking ugly so far this year." SHIB, a dodgy offshoot, drew investors' attention after skyrocketing by as much as 1,000% in October 2021, leapfrogging Dogecoin to become the 8th largest cryptocurrency with a market valuation of slightly $38 billion. Investors have been clamoring for Robinhood to list SHIB, and an online petition has been started to collect 1 million signatures. Robinhood, on the other hand, has kept silent, citing regulatory issues as the primary reason for not listing SHIB. Anyways, jumping to our next segment, the CBR's crypto prohibition, according to Fitch, can assist mitigate the hazards that cryptocurrencies can represent to the country's larger financial sector. This will aid in the introduction of the central bank digital currency or digital ruble that the CBR is planning. Let's find out what they might be up to. According to Bloomberg, President Vladimir Putin supports crypto mining and rejects the notion that crypto be banned entirely from the CBR. The Kremlin has yet to respond to Putin's stance. After the United States and Kazakhstan, Russia is the third largest crypto mining country. The CBR had previously stated that it wants to impose a blanket ban on cryptocurrencies, cryptocurrency-based transactions, and proof-of-work mining operations throughout the nation, according to Blockchain.News. While the idea has been vehemently opposed by the country's leading tech and political oligarchs, the CBR appears steadfast in following China's lead, which imposed a similar ban on the emerging asset class last year. While the prohibition will minimize risks, Fitch said the central bank will strengthen its ability to monitor and supervise financial flows, which the expansion of cryptocurrency transactions may otherwise undermine if the CBR succeeds in banning the asset class. As a result of the restriction, and in conjunction with the proposed CBDC, bank deposits are expected to be harmed as well as technological innovation in the country. We expect the CBDC will result in some deposit outflows from the banking system, rising interest rates and increasing competition for funding, the research says, adding that the ban may set back Russian banks' involvement with the technology underlying the cryptocurrency industry. So wrapping up with our final segment for today, Ethereum isn't giving up on attracting more participants as addresses containing 1 to 10 ETH have already surpassed a new milestone of 1 million. Let's dive into this one. Into the Block, a cryptocurrency research firm, confirmed the adoption of ETH is expanding. The number of addresses holding 1 to 10 ETH recently crossed 1 million and has been steadily increasing since then. These addresses possess a total of 3.31 million ETH and their balance has climbed by 4.75% in the last 30 days. Because it is one of the most sought after networks in popular industries like NFTs and decentralized finance, Ethereum's adoption has been rising. Ethereum whales, on the other hand, have been growing their holdings after expanding their portfolio by 200,000 ETH in the last week. This level of accumulation hasn't been witnessed in the past 2 months, implying that whales are back in the market to purchase. Meanwhile, in January, the pace at which Ethereum was burned increased dramatically. For example, after 6,823 ETH were burned on January 10, daily deflation reached new highs. As a result, January 2022 is predicted to be Ethereum's lowest emission month ever. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.